Hello.
Hi, is Craig available, please?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing? It's James Thompson. I spoke with you earlier in regards to your Scottish redress compensation. How are you? Okay.
I'm all right, mate.
Good stuff. Yeah, I do apologise, Craig. We've had a massive technical difficulty within the whole office building. So a lot of the internet went down, so we were trying to call you back for some reason. It wasn't going through. Okay, is that all right? So,
that's fine,
eh? Great. My name is James Thompson. I am your case handler, okay? In regards to the Scottish redress compensation side of things, today's call will literally last about 5-10 minutes maximum. We'll get your case set up for you. Once your case is set up, the legal team will contact you within 7 days to let you know how much they are going in for and how long the process is going to take for you, okay? Now, the average compensation is around about £45,000, okay? It can be more, but it all just depends on your case, and they'll let you know, Craig, all right? So I'm going to set your case file up for you now. Is that all right?
That's fine, aye.
Brilliant stuff. So, Craig, I've got on the report, I've got an email address. It's craigarthur@live.co.uk. Is that correct?
Yes.
Brilliant. Best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 444. Is that correct?
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. Craig, do you have a middle name at all?
Rowan.
Okay. Rowan, is that right?
Roland.
Yeah. Roland?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Bear with me a moment. I'm just going to place that onto your report. Date of birth, please, Craig.
28/01/1977.
Oh, we've got the same birth name as you, pal.
All right.
Did you say 1987?
1977, sorry.
Oh, 77. All right, okay. Give me just one moment. 1977, brilliant. Right, so there's going to be a few questions that I do need to ask you in regards to getting your case file set up. If they don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll just move on. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Can you just confirm your home postcode for me, please, Craig?
KY129PP.
Sorry, but I didn't catch that.
KY129PP.
Brilliant. So I've got, is it Rintoul Avenue, is that correct?
Yes.
In Dunfermline. Yeah, brilliant. Which number?
26.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. If you do go quiet, Craig, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your report, okay? I don't want you to think I'm being rude.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Fine.
Cheers, pal. Okay, so in regards to the next question, I need to ask you this. Do you have a terminal illness by any chance?
No, I'm diabetic, but I'm no terminal, no.
Okay, that's fine. I'll place that onto there. Next question we do need, this is important. We need to place a beneficiary or next of kin onto your report. Now, the reason why All right, okay. Bear with me a moment. So, in regards to, I just need to make you aware, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation payment, we'll need to obviously get the payout to them, okay?
That'll be my son.
That's the reason why we place it on there. So, your son's called Craig as well, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, and date of birth of Craig?
1205.
Okay. And that's 2005, yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Do you have a contact number for Craig? It'll only be ever contacted if anything happens to you. All right, yeah. Craig.
His number's 0777.
0777.
684.
I do apologise, Craig.
And it's 136.
136, brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm now going to do, I'm going to go into the care settings for you, okay? This is vitally important. We do need to place this on here. Now, when you was young, when you was in the care system, do you know how old you were when you first went in?
Primary age.
Okay. Do you know exact, roughly, like what age it was?
No, but I thought you were meant to be getting the files, eh? So you were meant to be getting the files.
Yeah, so that's what they'll do. So the legal team will get the files from the Scottish Government, but they'll need to confirm roughly how old you were, and in regards to which institutions you're in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know roughly how old, like, was you?
I was about 10. Primary age, I tell you.
Oh, 10, okay, that's fine, no problem. So around about, it was 1987 when you first entered, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Do you remember the name of the first institution or children's home that you was in?
Hamlin House.
Do you want to spell that for me, just so I can get the record?
H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, Hamlin House, Palermo.
Oh, Hamlin House, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, won't be a moment. I'm just going to bring up the records, okay. Won't be a second. And it was the children's home, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's what you want to call it, aye.
Okay. Give me a moment. I'm just going to see on the records where it was, okay. How long was you in Harmony House for, Craig?
A few years.
Okay. Right, do need to ask you as well, in regards to Harmony House, was there any sort of mental, physical or sexual abuse at all?
Mainly assaults at Harmony House.
Physical. Okay, so it's physical abuse. Okay. Physical abuse. Was there any mental abuse at all?
There's always mental abuse, aren't they? I haven't hid under beds and all that, the staff pulling you out of beds, getting you beatings and all that, eh? But that's what it is.
Wow, okay. Yeah, so that's the thing. In regards to the compensation side of things, it's there. It's never going to, unfortunately, heal any scars, but it will be there to provide you with a brighter future and hopefully a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel due to the past that you have had, okay? Yeah. Now, in regards to, there was physical, mental abuse there. Was it mostly from staff members or was it children as well?
Staff.
Staff members. Okay, I'm going to place that down. Okay. I need to ask you also, did you ever witness any other children?
Oh, I definitely 100% of the day.
Okay, I need to put that on, so there you've witnessed it as well. Okay. All right. I need to ask you this question now, Craig. So in regards to your adulthood, would you say it's had an effect on your adulthood? Do you suffer with any sort of PTSD, mental health?
Dyslexic and, I've got ADHD that was confirmed back then, but they've done nothing about it.
Right, okay. Place that down, it'll be a moment. Do you suffer from anxiety at all?
Sometimes, if when I told you.
Okay, anxiety, mental health. Okay, give me a moment. Have you ever been on any medication?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine. All right. In regards to the abuse, was it on a basis of, like, was it constantly or was it just every now and again?
Yeah.
Constant abuse. Let me just put that down on there, okay?
It's well reported for that children's home up here, eh?
Of course. Do you remember any staff's names at all? Is there anything? Yeah, I know we're trying to...
There was one that stayed at the back of the headmaster's house, in Busk Monroe's, and they were not my family seen me for about weeks because my nose was burst. They just walked in one day and just cracked me for the sake of it, for no reason at all.
Okay, I'm just going to make note of that, bear with me a moment, okay.
The main one was David Flugel, that was the one that ran the school, but there was another one that just sat behind his house. He was like manager
under him. So he was called David Friesel, did you say?
David Flugel.
Okay. Okay. Right, so I'm going to place that onto your report there, all right. Now, in regards to Harmony House, did you stay there for a long period? Did you go anywhere after that?
No, I was going to St. Joseph's as a day boy. Something happened there, but they said I can't do nothing because I was only a day boy there, but there was a residential at another place going there, but...
Okay, no problem at all. So I'm going to save that to your report for you now, okay? What will happen in regards to your statement, the solicitors will elaborate on your statement. So what
you
told me in regards to...
Howden Hall or not, no?
Say that again, sorry?
I was also in Howden Hall.
All right, bear with me a moment. Let me add that onto there. Won't be a second. Howden Hall. And that was in Scotland as well?
It was, aye.
Do you know which area?
Edinburgh.
Was it in Edinburgh? Edinburgh, yeah, I was just going to ask you that. Oh, give me a moment. And you was in there for how long?
Probably a couple of years or something, I'm not sure.
couple of years as well. Okay. I won't be a mum. So I can see on Haldens Hall, that's now closed, hasn't it?
Yes.
That's secure. It was a children's unit. I'm just looking into the records now. I can see that has been closed. Don't worry about it, because it's been closed, it doesn't matter. They'll be able to
it's still under
the records from that. Okay. Yeah. They'll still be able to get the records from that, the legal team. Okay. I will ask you as well in regards to Haldon Hall. Did you suffer any physical abuse while you was there?
Physical, mental and sexual.
Okay, let me place that down. I won't be a moment. Mental and sexual. Okay. In regards to, did you ever witness any other children being abused as
100%.
Well? Okay. Was you ever restrained in any way, heavily, from
100%
the staff members?
All the time. Putting a face jacket as well, and back up, and drag through the units, and I landed, it was just nobody in it, and you get put up into there, and they're locked in a room.
Well, okay. I'm placing that down. Everything you are telling me, I'm putting on your personal statements, okay. Once again, with Haldon Hall, would you say that's had an effect on your adulthood? In regards to any mental health as well? Same
yes.
As well. Anxiety, mental health within your
from
adult
the staff
health,
used to get
from
used to say, oh, take your pants off. You don't know what have pants on, because it will shrink your hang with your growth and all that if you're older. So the others walking about with fucking knee trousers and that on.
Right, so it's an invasion of privacy on there as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So place that on there in regards to invading your privacy on there as well. That will go down under the likes of the abuse. It will come under the sexual abuse side of things, okay. We try not to go into depth, because we can appreciate it can be a little bit distressing for people to go back to the past, okay. So what happens is the listeners will elaborate on your statement. They'll talk you through your statement. If there's anything that you'd like to add, you can do. If there's anything that you'd like to take away, then you can do. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just going to place that on there. You said you was there for a few years.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. So what I now need to do, I'm going to get you an authorization email out to you while... Oh, is there another one, is there? Give me a second. Okay, let me just bring the records up for that. Newton Acler, did you say?
Yeah, Newton Acler for County Durham, next to Darlington, County Durham.
Okay, I'm just trying to bring that up, the records for Newton Acler, okay. Is there any WTON?
Newton, N-W-T-O-N, Newton Acliff, A-Y-C-L-I-F-E, I think, Newton
Acliff.
A-Y-C. It's English, well publicised about Newton Acliff. It's next to Darlington.
Right, okay, let me just have a quick look, okay. Is it in Ayrshire, that?
No, it's in Darlington, Newton Acliff, Darlington.
Oh. Right, Darlington. Right, give me a moment. Let me pull the records up for that. I won't be a second. There we go. Okay. So, in regards to Newton Acler, how long was you there for?
Probably about 3-4 years. I got my cunt knocked in. I was the only Scottish kid there. I was racially abused. A member of the staff tried something sexual on me, and I avoided him. I followed him, and he got moved to another unit. There was a big investigation about what he'd done.
Right.
And his name
was
Bob Hopkins.
Let me place that onto there. Bob Hopkins.
That fucking horrible,
B-O-B.
Fucking smacky, specky bastard.
Okay. So B-O-B-H-O-P-K-I-N-S.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yeah, I've got
and it'll be on file.
Because
there's an investigation
fine,
and all that about it. And they moved him to another unit. They moved him into a secure unit. There obviously there's cameras and that, watching their dorms and all that.
Okay. So once again, in regards to Newton Acler, there was physical, mental and sexual abuse. You also witnessed other children being abused.
Well, Scottish.
All that. Racist abuse. Let me put that down. That helped your case massively.
And it happened in Arnott House.
Arnott House, yeah.
Arnott, A-R-N-O-T, Arnott House.
Arnott House.
It's called Arnott, about it.
Okay. So put down on there physical, mental and sexual witnessed over children. There was racist abuse. He was restrained from staff members. There was an invasion of privacy as well on there.
And also the staff in there was also coming into the showers where they shouldn't have been. And they're just walking in the showers, just watching fucking that. It's fucking horrible.
Staff in showers with children, yeah?
Staff in the showers with kids, yes.
Showers. Okay. Okay. Right, so I've placed that onto that report there as well. All right, great. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to get you an authorization email sent out to you while we're just on the phone, okay? I need to ask you, when you was in the childcare, was you ever known by any other different names, or has it always been Craig Arthur?
Craig Arthur.
It's always been Craig Arthur. Okay, so yeah. That's not applicable. That's fine. Okay, Craig, so I am your case handler. If you have any questions or anything whatsoever, you can always contact me back on this number, okay? I am available from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. If there's any questions, anything you do need to know, you can always contact me, okay? What I'm going to do, I'm going to place onto your report as well a password, so it gives you a little bit of security as well as ourselves. So if anybody does ring you up, all you need to do is ask, have you got my password? If you don't have your password, then it means they're not dealing with the case, okay? What would you like the password to be, Craig? It can be anything.
Julie or something.
Sorry?
My girlfriend, Julie.
Julie, okay. I'll just put Julie on there, okay? So only myself, you, and the solicitors will know that, okay? So it gives you a little bit of security. If you get a phone call and you think, well, I don't think you're dealing with my case, all you need to say, have you got my password? If they don't know it, pop the phone down, okay? Right, I'm going to get now out to you an authorization email. It's a click-signed document. We'll do that while we're on the phone now. It literally takes 10 seconds. If you go onto your inbox for me, you should have received an email from MMA Legal. Is that okay? Just let me know if it's on there.
What do you want about it, though? Nothing's come through, buddy.
I did nothing come through just yet. Give me a sec. I'm trying to check the status on it to see if it's been delivered. Bear me just 1 second, Craig. Okay. Okay, so you'll receive it via text and email within the next 10 seconds, okay?
Okay. What the text, but I'm not with the email.
Okay, so if you've got the text, there'll be a link on there. It should take you to your email. If you just click on that for me, and then you should be able to scroll down and click, there will be a sign box and a button that says execute all documents.
So can I ask actually who you, is that user MMA, aye?
MMA Legal, correct, yeah. So we're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to do the compensation cases. So we've got an office within the Scotland area. We've got an office in England as well. I'm currently located in England. If you have a look on the email that's been sent through, all of the company's information is on there. You should have received that.
Okay. What's your percentage if I win the case?
So what happens, it's no win, no fee. The legal team, it's capped at 20%, so they can't take any more than 20%, okay? So if you was to be, if they was going in for a claim amount for £100,000, you'd receive 8, they'd take 20,000, based on them doing the work in regards to getting all the records, putting your case through to Scottish Redress, that is the minimum. The maximum they can take, apologise. There is some solicitors that take 30%, but ours is capped at 20%. The legal team will explain that to you when they do contact you, Craig.
Right, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to check that email. Have you managed to... Yeah, I can see that's been done there. That's brilliant. Okay. Perfectly. Last but not least, Craig, once again, because I'm your case handler, You can always contact me, any questions. All right. What, last but not least, I need to do on your case file, I need to put one form of ID, one form of proof of address, and that's everything completed. Now, proof of address can be any letter dated within the last 3 months.
All that news off, isn't it? I've gave you photocopies and pictures, and I've sent you emails. I'm saying I've sent you emails and copies of all that.
Give me 1 second. Let me just pull them up. I won't. Sorry, I do apologise, Craig. Give me just 1 moment. Check the inbox, aren't they?
Still not got your email.
I don't think I have. Oh, you've not got the email sent out to you. Yeah, I do apologise. That's an admin error, that, Craig. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to get it sent out to you now while I'm on the phone. It'll be with you within the next 15 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
Stay on the line with me, bud.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just going to get you to refresh your inbox in a second. This should come through to you, Craig. Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put a link on there for the company's website and all the contact information on there for you as well, okay?
Okay.
There you go. So that's now been sent through, Craig. It should come through from James Thompson, me directly. So you've got all my information on there as well.
What's the email you've got?
Yes, I've got it's been sent through to Craig Arthur at live.co.uk.
It's craigarthur01@gmail.com.
Oh, right, okay. Let me just amend that. Give me a second. So it's craigarthur01@gmail.com.
Yes.
So there you go. Let's send that through to you. There you go. So that's been sent now. Just check your inbox for me. I'm going to amend your email on your case file. Have you got it? There you go, bud. I'm just going to amend your email address on your case file because for some reason it's got craigarthur@live.co.uk. Have you ever used that email address at all, Craig?
No. Yes, I don't understand how you got that one, eh? craigarthur01@gmail.com, eh? Are you still there? My dog is walking out. He's a fucking pet. Anybody?
I've amended that anyway now for you, Craig. All right, so
Man.
Been amended.
Oh, it's just my dog. All right, buddy.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay.
Aye, I'm just talking to the dog, buddy. That's all.
All right. No worries. Yeah, so a letter. It has to be within the last 3 months. A picture with all.
That's what I'm saying. The guy's come out and I've done all that, but I've gave him letters and all that.
Yeah, it's never been saved to the case file. So this because this is going to be sent to the Scottish Government from the legal team, they'll just need a photograph of your photo ID.
Yeah, but I've done that when I gave it when the boy come out for my driving licence. I gave him my driving licence and I've given him my documents and all that.
I can only apologise. It's not been saved to your case file, Craig. So that's the reason why I'm having to do this now while I'm on the phone with you. At least you know now it's being dealt with while I'm on the phone.
Have you actually sent a rep to the house yet, my girlfriend's asking?
I'm just going to check with the administrations team now on the administration system. I won't be a moment.
I think
you've had... Have you had a redress letter to your house? I can see on the system there.
Well, the redress letter, but I had somebody come out.
Yeah.
I've not had a redress letter. It's just that guy that come out. There's a Baldy guy come out and he's took my driving license. He's took a letter and all that. He come out on a Saturday morning. Supposedly used it to arrange it.
Right, yeah. It's not, for some reason, it's not been uploaded to the case file. That's the reason why, with me being your case handler now, I do need to get that so we can get it sent off straight away. If you can just reply back to the email, I can get it published
and
get it sorted now. Hi,
this is Craig's partner. Craig's actually already done all the paperwork. Somebody's actually came out to the house and he's already signed for it.
Yeah, I can see that. So I'm looking on the administration system that you've had a call out. But in regards to getting it sent through to Redress directly, there's nothing been uploaded to the system as of yet. So that's the reason.
But how
is
that not been uploaded? Because that was over a week ago. So that was about 2 weeks ago it came out. So can you contact Direct to see if they've got the paperwork and then get back in contact with Craig?
Of course I will, yeah. So what I'll do, I'll contact the actual case handler who come out to your address. I'll chase them up and then we can go from there if needs be.
If it was the last name you were dealing with? Was that a girl he was actually dealing with? It was on the phone and she sent somebody out to the house that was two weeks ago.
Do you remember the name at all, who it was?
3 seconds, I'll check his messages.
I can put a note on the system, you see.
No, I was keep getting phone calls off and I tried to phone them back. Wasn't getting the calls on the go through.
Right. It's very strange, that.
I just want to make sure everything's above board as well, eh?
No, of course. No, definitely. Yeah, 100%. By all means, like I said, you can.
There was a message again the other day. This is a reminder message, appointment tomorrow. Please have your documentation ready. If this has been requested, please reply yes or confirm. Kind regards, historical claims team.
Oh, is it with historical claims? Right, I understand now. Let me have a look on the major system. It won't be a second to see where they're up to, Craig.
There's two different companies. Two people can't actively take the same claim on.
Yeah, no, that's correct. So I'm having a look on the main system now to see.
Have you actually worked for the company that so, already told you?
No, so we're MMA legal, so there's 7 allocated solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases. Now, I'm just having a look on main files here. I can see historical claims. They have started a process, but it's not been completed. So I don't know how
historical
long...
Historical claims have already started the process, so wait
yes,
historical
correct,
claims get in contact with us.
Yeah, by all means, you can do that, definitely. I wouldn't say don't do that. With the claim not being completed as of yet, I would keep an eye on that. If they're dragging the feet, by all means, you can get Craig to contact us back, and we can get it processed straight away while we're on the phone.
No problem. I'll get Craig to contact historical claims tomorrow.
Is that all right? No problem, really. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Cheers, buddy. Take care, Craig. Bye bye.
Bye bye.